kill this, Brother James.
I was going to have them sing another verse, but I think it's preaching time. Amen. I'm glad we're in a church where it's okay to preach. Amen. I'm glad we're in a place where people are not afraid of it. Sometimes I think we're in a place where people are immune to it. Amen. I hear stories about preachers. You can be turning to Isaiah chapter number 33. Been getting some pretty good stuff out of Isaiah these last few weeks. Isaiah's a pretty sweet book. Amen. It's very prophetic, tells about things that are to come, foretells the coming of Christ, foretells the millennial reign of Christ, just some very interesting things in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter number 33. I was saying that I hear missionaries and I hear people talk about going to the mission field to places like the Philippines. I remember talking to Brother Todd Bennett one day. Y'all remember Brother Todd? Brother Todd's the one who has the motocross bike and does the big jumps and all that, and he used to be a supercross champion and all that good stuff. But he told me about going to the Philippines, and they said they filled a high school stadium to standing room only capacity with high school students. And they allowed Todd in the Philippines to jump and then tell his testimony. And he told his testimony, and they said that somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000 teenagers trusted Christ as their Savior. So I don't believe that. It ain't up to you. Amen. It don't matter whether you believe it or not. Amen. Do you know the difference between here and there? They've never heard it. Amen. They've never heard it. And you've gotten over it. Amen. I don't ever want to get over what God's done for me. Somebody help me this morning. I don't ever want to get over what God did for me. That great translation or transformation that God made in my heart and in my life when He translated me into His kingdom. Amen. Thank God it is good to be saved. Amen. And we ought to get happy about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't let the preaching go in one ear and out the other. Amen. Don't be balancing your checkbook. And don't be texting on your phone, because God has sent you a pretty important text right here this morning. I want you to look with me in Isaiah chapter number 33. One verse of scripture this morning, talking about the Lord. Chapter 33 and verse number 22. The Bible said, "For the Lord is our," say the word with me, "judge." "The Lord is our," say that next one with me, "lawgiver." Then he said, "The Lord is our" what? "Our king. And he will" what? "Save us." Amen. He said, "The Lord is our judge. He is our lawgiver. He is our king. And he will save us." In America, there is a sad misconception about who God is. You listen to the radio long enough or watch the TV long enough, and some moron will talk about God being whoever you need God to be, or God is whatever you believe Him to be. That's just absolutely crazy. Amen. You know what that is? That's somebody trying to please everybody. God does not change. Listen to me carefully. God does not change who He is to suit you. God is in the business of changing man to suit Him. Amen. We are so worried about God being pleasing unto us when we ought to be worried about us being pleasing unto God. He said in His word, "I am the Lord and I change not." In other words, He said He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. I'm glad I serve an unchanging God. Are you listening this morning? I said, I'm glad I serve an unchanging God. When I get to heaven and see him, he'll be the same God that back in Genesis chapter number 1 said, let there be light, and there was light. That's the one I'm going to meet.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God hadn't changed to catch up with the times.
Amen.
Well, times change, preacher. I know, but God doesn't change.
Yes,
right. Amen. I heard one of the talk radio people talk about they're all this big rip-roaring up to do over them building a mosque at Ground Zero, which I think is a crying shame. I wonder if they would let us get away with building a shrine at Hiroshima. I'd say the Japs would get a little upset, wouldn't you? Amen. Y'all all right? You say, oh, don't have it. What about church and state? Separate church and state. Hey, that law was designed to keep the state out of the church, not the church out of the state. Amen. But they've got this preconceived notion that whoever you call God, that's who he is. And that's absolutely wrong.
Amen.
We're going to talk about just for a little bit this morning who God is. We need to have a clear conception or perception of who God is and what God is. You'll never have a right relationship with him until you put him in his rightful place. Listen, he is not Muhammad. Are you listening to me? He is not Allah. Y'all better help me this morning. I'll preach an hour and a half. Amen. He is not Buddha. Amen. He's not Buddha. You say, well, religion's cultural. No, it's not. God is universal. Are you listening to me? He's the same God in China as he is in America. He's the same God in Australia as he is in America. He's the same God in Japan, in Korea, in the Philippine Islands, in Germany, in Russia, in Canada. He's the same God everywhere. He is God. And beside him, he said, there is none other.
Amen.
You say, well, those people have real faith. Well, they're wrong.
Amen.
There's some in our neighborhood that teach if you will ride a bicycle 2 or 3 years out of your life, and tell people about the Book of Mormon, that you might gain access to heaven. I'm sorry. If you're sitting under my voice this morning and you believe that, you've got serious trouble. If you believe an angel named Moroni came to a man and brought him some special sunglasses, where he could read a special book, and by the way, the special book don't exist, and the special sunglasses don't exist, and Moroni did not exist. Amen. Somebody was smoking some pretty heavy weed. That's what happened. Amen. They call it LDS, Latter-day Saints, but I think it was LSD. Amen. Amen. Somebody made up a religion where they could be sexual perverts.
Yes.
Have as many wives. If you want more than one wife, dude, you're nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. You're right.
Are you listening? What if they all got in a bad mood at the same time?
Yeah.
Hunting trip. Amen.
Yeah.
But people just make up whatever they want and they try to fix religion to suit them.
Yes.
And that's what's happening in our society today. And I'm here to tell you, and I may never get to the message this morning, I may just rant and rave a little bit, but God is not pleased. God is not pleased when a nationally known pastor will go on Larry King Live and deny his very son. God is not pleased.
Amen.
You want to see something funny? Go on YouTube sometime. And YouTube, Benny Hinn confronts Joel Osteen. Check it out. When Benny Hinn rips your hide off on national television, you got problems.
Yeah.
Amen. When Benny Hinn can find place to criticize you, you got trouble, friend.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's
well, well, he said, Larry, we just don't use the word sin. Why not? They're trying to make God fit our box. They're trying to make God seeker friendly And friend, that's just not who God is.
That's right.
Now listen to me carefully. We're going to get to the scripture this morning. This one verse tells us plainly who God is.
Amen.
Amen. He mentions four distinct, important positions ascribed to God. It tells you not only who He is, but it tells you what He is. Now you listen to me. I know God is a God of love. Amen. I don't dodge that. I love that. I'm glad. Hey, if God didn't love you, you'd be in hell, wide open, burning in a lake of fire right now. You better know God loves you, and I'm glad God loves me. But that ain't all God is.
Amen.
Amen. I love my children, but that's not all that I am.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes I'm a disciplinarian. Sometimes I'm a teacher. Are you listening? Sometimes I'm a provider. Amen. God covers all that ground. God is love. Don't get me wrong. Somebody say, oh, you're hate mongers. You're out of your stinking mind. We do more to tell people about the love of God than a whole lot of folks do. Are you listening? God is love. Don't you get that wrong. But just as great as God's love is, His judgment is. Are you listening? You know what a judge does? Watch TV sometimes. A judge sits on a throne and he sits high above everybody else and he gives the verdict or he passes judgment. Our problem in America is, bless God, ain't nobody going to judge me. Yes, they are. Amen. God is a judge, and the Bible says that He's not only a judge, but He is a righteous judge. Are you listening to me? Listen, you will be judged.
Yes, sir. Amen.
There's going to be two great judgments that you will face, one or the other. Not both, but one or the other.
Amen.
There is what the Bible calls the judgment seat of Christ. And if you're saved, you will stand before God at the judgment seat of Christ, and you will be judged according to the works which you have done since you got saved. You'll not be judged for what you did before you were saved. That's gone.
Amen.
God took care of that.
Yes.
But from salvation or from new birth forward, you will give an account.
Amen.
And rewards will be given or taken away. Do you understand that? Wonder how many of you are looking forward. I'm talking to saved people. How many of you are looking forward to the judgment seat of Christ? I'm excited about heaven, but I'm excited about everything after that. Are you listening? If you've got the idea that you're going to have a great judgment seat, you're probably just full of pride. Amen. I'd like to have a good judgment seat. I can't wait to hear the Lord say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Who you been listening to? Amen. We're going to be judged. I get tired of the criticism. All y'all people do. All you independent Baptists do. You bunch of hate mongers. All you do is sit around and judge everybody else. No, we don't. We preach the Bible. Amen. I have enough to do judging myself. Because I preach the Bible to you doesn't say that I'm judging you. Are you listening to me? You've got a problem with somebody pointing out your faults. That's what the problem is. That's the only reason you get sideways when a preacher preaches and he kicks your pet sin or he kicks your lifestyle. Amen. Are you listening? When a preacher says something about homosexuality, it ought not to make you mad. Well, I have you know my son is. You ought to be the one thankful I'm preaching it. Amen. Y'all don't die on me now. Amen. Preacher preaches about killing children, babies. Somebody bows up. Why? You can't stand somebody pointing out your faults. Amen. But we are going to be judged. You need to understand that. Amen. I'm going to stand before God, and you're going to stand before God if you're saved at the judgment seat of Christ. But then in Revelation chapter number 20, there is another judgment, and we call that the great white throne judgment. Amen. Because that's what John said. I saw a great white throne. And there, all of those who have rejected Christ, said no to the gospel, will stand that day. The Bible said the books were opened. And he said, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You said that's fairy tale. No, that's for real. And if you die without Christ, you can sit there with your arms crossed and rolling your eyes all through the service, but it don't make no difference. Hell will still be just as hot for those who die without Christ. I'm saying God is a judge. Amen. And he's a righteous judge. You know what you won't need that day? You won't need a lawyer. That day you will not make excuse. Jesus said in that day there will be some, now watch this, there would be some that said, Lord, Lord, did not we do many wonderful works in your name? We healed the sick and we cast out devils. You know what Jesus is saying? There's some fakes among us. You know what he said to them? Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. Wow. You mean there's some people that go to church and claim the name of Christ who ain't going to make it into heaven? Yes, sir, I do. Yeah. Amen. 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 Yes, sir, I do. These folks that are all about their own agenda, how big of offerings they can take, how many jets they can buy. Y'all listen to me. That's going to be a bad day for them. We're going to be judged. God have mercy on these men who have an agenda of learning how to get money out of people. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. They're not about you getting saved. They're about getting what they can out of your wallet. Amen. I remember several years ago when it was like the I-Team or one of those news agencies, they went in and did that undercover story about the Benny Hinn Ministries. Y'all remember that? And they took those cameras and went into their mail room. And all those thousands and thousands, they were bringing mail in, Brother Freddie, in boxes that big. And they were just piled up. It was letter after letter. And they had people on the payroll. All they did was open the letters, take out the money, and throw the prayer request in the garbage. Any fans here this morning? Amen. You bring us a prayer request on Wednesday night, you don't even have to put no money with it. We're going to help you pray. Hey man, we're not going to throw your prayer request in the garbage. What are you saying? I'm saying they've got a bad day when it comes to the judgment seat of Christ. He will judge me and he will judge you. Amen. Amen. You say, I don't like this kind of preaching. I know, that's what's wrong. Amen. Amen. We don't like the fact that somebody's going to tell us what to do. Somebody said, ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. Not only will he tell you what to do, he'll tell you where to go. Amen. A kid that will not be judged will certainly be judged. We're rebellious by nature. Amen. A kid that rebels against his mom and dad, probably in his near future, there will be an earthly judge. You listening to me? We can take you down to the YDC this morning. The jail's full of kids just like yours.
Yes, sir,
preacher. Amen. Amen. You try to run down this road right here at about 55 miles an hour, you're going to get judged. Are you listening to me? We're going to be judged. And what we need to do is submit ourselves to the authority of that judge. Amen. Do you have a problem with God being your judge this morning? I don't at all. You know why? Because he's a righteous judge.
Amen.
And whatever judgment he passes on my life, it'll be right. Amen. Whatever happens at the judgment seat of Christ, I deserve it. I won't be able to say, well, that ain't fair. You gave Todd one. That's the way we Christians are, isn't it? We get jealous of one another. Amen. But we'll know in that day, there won't be no pride there. We'll know in that day, you're right, Lord, I don't deserve that. Amen. You know, I'm getting way off here, but do you know why they take those crowns, those rewards, and cast them at his feet? Because we know we don't deserve them anyway. Amen. He's the only one really worthy of a reward. Amen. He said God is our judge. He not only judges what we do, Brother Freddie, but he judges why we do it. He judges why we do it. Why you run a bus route. Why you teach a Sunday school class. Why you witness if you ever do. Amen. Why you read your Bible. Do you think God could judge you wrongly or judge against you for reading your Bible? Come on, think with me. I think he could. Amen. If all you're doing is reading it to say I read my Bible through in a year. Amen. Y'all right? Y'all okay? I think there's going to be a lot of judgment concerning that book. Especially these men who pervert it and mess with it. Take away from it and add to it. He warns against that. Amen. He said God is our judge, but not only that, look down at the next one. He said he's our lawgiver. He said not only does he judge over the rules, but he makes the rules. Are you listening? Not only does he judge concerning the rules, but he makes the rules. I'm not going to stay a long time right here. We just got through preaching a series through the Ten Commandments. They are still God's law. Amen. Yeah, but we're not under law. We're under grace. Brother, every law in the Old Testament is not just done away with. In the New Testament, it's intensified. Amen. We preach, thou shalt not commit adultery. In the Old Testament, you commit adultery, you're stoned. Jesus said, if you look on a woman to lust, you've committed adultery already in your heart. It just gets worse, man. Amen. Are you listening to me? God is a lawgiver. He has some divine laws. Amen. Somebody said, what about the laws of nature? I believe God put them in place. I believe he did. I believe God put the laws of nature in place. Listen, you don't even have to know God, friend, to know it's normal for boys to like girls. You ain't got to know God. It don't matter if you ain't never been to church. It don't matter if you ain't never heard the gospel. It don't matter if you ain't never seen a Bible. You know that it's natural for a little boy to say, "Ooh, she's pretty." But you know it's unnatural. For a boy to look at a boy and go, Y'all listen to me? That's not natural. The Bible calls it unnatural affection. Amen. Y'all okay this morning? That's laws of nature, is it not? Amen. That's laws of nature. We know it's wrong. Amen. We could preach on sin for every service, every message, every sermon, and ain't any time we preach against sin. You know it's right. Are you okay? Amen. Why? You ain't got to know the Bible frontwards and backwards to know that some of the stuff you're doing is wrong. Are you listening? Amen. You don't have to know the Bible to know that sex before marriage is wrong. Yes,
sir.
Why would you hide it? You ain't got to know the Bible to know that shacking up is wrong. Shacking up, that's a Greek word. It means living together before marriage. Y'all all right? You say, preachers, don't preach on that no more. We do. Why? Because it's the whole counsel of God. God is the lawgiver. God put a set of laws in place to govern us. And listen, God's laws were not to oppress us and keep us under his thumb and say, I'm going to create these people and they're going to be the crown of my creation, but I'm going to put them in a cage and I'm going to give them no happiness and I'm going to give them no fun and I'm going to give them no joy with all these strict rules and laws. No, the laws were not for our oppression. Those laws are for our protection.
Yes.
They're good rules.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me? I said they are good rules.
Amen.
How many of you travel on 285? Ain't you glad there's some rules governing 285? Aren't you glad there's lines on the road?
Amen.
I was in Arkansas this past week, brother. They don't got lines. I'm serious. Half them roads over ain't got no stripes on them. And them people don't know which side they go on. It's just whatever feels good at the time. I'm serious, heart attack. There was a tractor coming down the road toward me. I ain't talking about no little yard tractor. I'm talking about a tractor with eight wheels on it. Took up the whole road nearly. That tractor was coming toward me. And right by the time I got that tractor, a pickup truck shot out from behind that tractor and was coming right at me. I said, oh, Lord. I'm glad there's some rules governing these common areas of our lives.
Amen, brother.
And I'm glad God put some rules that govern our lives. Amen. Somebody said, you don't cheat on your wife? No, it ain't right.
Amen.
Y'all okay?
Amen.
Amen. It ain't right. God is not only our judge, but He's our lawgiver. Amen. And you know what He's going to judge us by? God's not going to be one of these that says, I'm judging you for this, and I'm judging you for that, and I'm punishing you for this. Well, God, you didn't tell me. Oh, yes, I did. Oh, yes, I did. Those books that are going to be open, it's going to be this one right here. God is a righteous judge. He's a fair judge, and He's not going to punish or take away from you over something that He did not tell you about.
Amen.
He gave us His law, and He gave it to us to live by. Boy, wouldn't we get along a whole lot better if we'd just follow God's laws in our church? Amen. And get past all this. Well, I think. It doesn't matter what you think. Well, I have an opinion. So what? Opinions are a lot like armpits. Everybody's got at least two, and they usually stink. Amen. Y'all okay this morning? Y'all wake up. Amen. Hey, I'm an opinionated person. I got a lot of opinions, but I learned a long time ago that my opinion does not matter unless it lines up with God's opinion on the matter.
Amen.
Y'all okay this morning? God is a judge, and He's going to judge me. And God is a judge, and He's going to judge you. And God is going to judge this world. By the way, this scripture verse we read this morning in Isaiah chapter number 33, you know what when this is referring to? This is referring to the millennial reign of Christ, I do believe. This is referring to a time when the nation of Israel will be the center attraction of the world. Are you listening? He will judge this world. Amen. I've got news for the dear, precious mosque builders in New York City. It's going to burn. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
It's going to burn.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this would be labeled as hate speech, wouldn't it? It's going to burn.
Right.
It's going to melt, the Bible says, in a fervent heat.
Right.
And the rest of the world along with it.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Nothing on the face of this planet eternal except the soul living inside you right now.
Amen.
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 Amen. God is a judge. God is a lawgiver. But not only that, He said He is our King. He is our King. Listen, we may have earthly kings and presidents, and I believe they're necessary. God set up government too. Did y'all know that? How many of y'all going to go vote in November? Remember what I told you the other night? If you don't, keep your mouth shut. You can't gripe. I vote so I can gripe. Amen? Amen. If you don't vote, hush. You didn't have nothing to do with it. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, He said He's our judge. This scripture is telling you who the Lord is. It takes away any preconceived notions about this warm, fuzzy stuff. And I'm glad He can be warm and fuzzy.
Amen.
But He said clearly, He's our judge.
Amen.
He's our lawgiver, and He's our King. Amen. We have kings on this earth. We have presidents. We have governors. But did you know they all fall under a king?
Amen.
The Bible said that He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
Amen.
Amen. whether Barack or all the Republicans combined acknowledge him as king or not, he is. Are you listening? Whether Joel Osteen acknowledge him as king or not, he is. Are y'all okay? It doesn't matter. He's still king and he's still on the throne this morning. Are you listening to me? God, I said he is still on his throne and he's still in control. I said he's still in control this morning. Amen. Somebody said, well, God's just lost the handle on this thing. No, he ain't. I believe God's got a calendar. Everything's going right along schedule. I believe his clock's a ticking.
Yes, sir.
While we wring our hands and worry and fret, God said, it's just the way I had it planned. Amen. This world's not getting better, people. Oh, it's going to get better. No, it's going to get worse. I don't care who's in the White House. White House no longer has anything to do with the state of this country. You understand it? It's this house. Amen. It's God's people. Are you listening? Christ is our King. You know the only reason we have a problem with that? Because we have a problem with authority. Are you listening? I know many women, when the scriptures read, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband. Oh, it don't mean that. Yeah, it does. Well, why don't you get quiet? Yes, it does. It's exactly what it means. It means what it says, does it not? We ran a Christian school here for 12 years. You know how to get a woman tore out of frame? Call her and tell her you're fixing to paddle her baby. Why didn't I have a mama like that? Them kids, they bring them kids in the office, I want to call my mama. Dear God, that was the last thing on my agenda, Stacy Bullock. Don't call me. I was like Burr Rabbit, throw me in that briar patch. Don't call my mama. Whatever you do, don't call my mama. We have a problem with authority. Are you listening? That's why this touchy feel good religious movement in America is so great, because nobody offends anybody. I'm getting tired of this offended stuff. We need to get some hide on us and be a little bit tougher. Are you listening? I had a guy in New York. I'm trying to remember what his name was. It ends with ski. I'll just put it that way. Most of them folks up there are of Polish descent. This guy picked me up at the airport. You know what he did from the time he picked me up at the airport to take me to my motel? Told me Polak jokes. How many Polaks does it take to do this? I thought, man, you're a Polak. You're Polish. I said, that don't bother you? He said, no, man, I think it's funny. Hallelujah. Y'all all right? You're too easily offended.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Everything offends everybody. The tomahawk chop with Atlanta Braves. Well, you're going to offend the Indians. Oh, come on. You babies. Our problem is we have a problem with authority.
Amen.
Nobody can tell you anything. Amen. I can correct one of your children. I'm your pastor. I can correct one of your children and tell them to shut up. I'm talking. Don't interrupt me again. And I get a dirty letter. We okay? Amen. Now, my children are grown. But if you're trying to have an adult conversation, especially if somebody's trying to tell you about a problem they're having in their life, and one of my kids or my grandkids keeps on, and you turn around and tell them to shut up, I don't have a problem with that. Why? Because you're an adult and you're an authority figure in their life. We have a problem with Christ being our king because we have a problem with authority. Brother Jonathan McNeese, Lord have mercy, nobody could do that message any justice by trying to add to it. But he preached that message on David and Saul. Y'all remember that in our camp meeting? He preached on the two kings. He said, there's an old king. He said, but when David come along, he said, there's a new king in town. Amen. Amen. And what the new king wants to do is dethrone the old one. I preached a message one time talking about the throne in your heart. And there's somebody sitting on that throne this morning. It's your flesh and the devil, or it's Jesus Christ. Our problem is submission. Do you know what salvation is? Listen to me carefully. Salvation is submitting unto God. You understand that? Salvation is bowing at the feet of Calvary and saying, I'm wrong. I'm a sinner. You're right. And I can't get this thing done without you. That's what it is. It's submitting. You can't submit to your boss at work. You can't submit to each other. You can't submit to a pastor. You can't submit to a little sign on the side of the street that tells you to go 35 miles an hour. If you get a ticket on the way home, you will get mad. Brother Daniel, will they get mad? Will they talk to me now? Will they get mad? They'll get mad, won't they? Why? If you're guilty. I'll never forget, I was going to Hot Springs, Arkansas to preach at Levi's Bible College. I borrowed Ashley and Todd's car because it was good on gas. I was going through Birmingham early in the morning. Running about 70, 75, somewhere in that neighborhood. I'm in the slow lane. I'm in the right-hand lane. Transfer trucks is blowing that little Honda every time. Woo, woo. I'm talking about I'm the pokey one. I get pulled over. That officer said, do you know why I pulled you over? I said, I ain't got a clue, to be honest with you. He said, look over your shoulder. And I looked over my shoulder. It was the other side of 20 going that way. It said 55. I said, that's for them. I ain't going that way. He said, it's 55 right here too, son. He said, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to write you a ticket. I said, sir, I don't mean to be disrespectful. But did you see what lane I was in? He said, I know what lane you were in. I said, I'm in a slow lane. I said, you sell them transfer trucks blowing my doors? He said, I didn't pull them over. Isn't that just like us? Well, what about him? What about Sam? We're just like children. Well, what are you going to do to him? He did it. I ain't dealing with him. I'm dealing with you. He wrote me a ticket. You know what he said after that? Have a good day. I thought, how dare you egg-sucking dog. Write me a ticket, gonna cost me $250, and have the guts to tell me to have a good day. Can I get a witness? I drove off mad as a wet hen, and the Holy Ghost said, you were speeding. That man's doing his job, and you're not doing yours. Don't you hate it? When God puts that thing right back in your face. I got a ticket in Arkansas. I ain't never had but two or three. But I got a, no, ever. I got a ticket in Arkansas, and in that church, I noticed was a state patrol where I was preaching. I always get something into Arkansas. I went up and told that state trooper, I said, you an Arkansas state trooper? He said, yeah. I said, I said, can you do anything about that? He said, now, preacher, that wouldn't be right, would it?
Man! I'm finna have to preach to this man in a minute.
I changed my sermon. Hey, man, we have a problem with somebody telling us what's right and what's wrong and ruling and reigning in our life. And when they do their job, we want to point out what ain't right about it.
Yeah.
What we ought to do is just submit under the hand of God this morning. You know what you'd find out? You'd find out it's a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Amen. You'd find out it's a whole lot better. Little old Hayden's got real bad chap on his upper lip. He spent a night with us the other night. He keep doing that and making his lip raw. I was just going to put some chapstick on it. That's all. Chapstick. Wax in a tube. That's all it is. I come at him with that, and you'd have thought I had a Colt 45. No, 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 no. I said, Papa's going to help it. No. I had to hold him down. I mean, just subdue him. That's the way God's got some of us this morning. And we're screaming, no, 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 no. And God's saying, you little idiot, it ain't going to hurt. I'm trying to help you. And if you would just be still, this would be so much easier. Isn't that just like we are? Fighting God at this and fighting God at that. God said, I want you to preach, Eddie White. And I said, no, no, you don't want me to preach. If you just give in. If you just give in. Some of you wives, if you just give in, tell your husband you're sorry and you love him. How about this? Tell him you forgive him.
But you don't know what he done to me.
What makes you so special you don't deserve anything different? Same way, sir.
Yeah. Amen, preacher.
Amen. Amen. My husband done me wrong. Well, if he's sorry, forgive him.
That's right, preacher. Amen. Amen, amen.
Submit.
Amen.
Isn't that what Jesus did?
Yes, sir. Amen.
He's hanging on a cross at Calvary. He's got a crown of thorns beat down on his head. He's naked before the entire world. He's got the flesh beaten off of his back. His guts are hanging from his side. There's a nail driven through each hand and through his feet. And he looks at the crowd, and the first thing out of his mouth is, Father, forgive them. How dare you not forgive one another? You've got an authority problem.
Amen.
Are you listening? We need some submission. We'll have revival if we'll have some submission. Mm-hmm. You know what we used to do when we was kids? We'd wrestle. We'd get somebody in a hold. Do you remember that thing, Stacy, where you do your little finger like that? You can make people say anything. You can make big old Stacy say, I like boys, I like boys, I like boys. Hey, man. You can make people say anything. You can. You can. We used to do it all the time. My old stepbrother's in the balcony this morning. I'm older than him and used to be bigger than him. You wouldn't believe all the stuff I've made him say. It's not payback time. I have a gun. But why? Why wait on the pain? Why cause God to put us in a position? But every one of us have been there. Okay, God, I give up.
Amen.
Why don't we just give up to start with?
Yes,
bro.
Amen.
And say, okay, Lord, you're the king.
Yes,
you know what's best, and you know what? Has God ever did you wrong in what he was doing in your life?
No.
Never. He's never led you to a bad place.
That's right.
He never treated you poorly or unfairly.
Amen.
He's always been good to you. So we ought to just trust him and say, God, wherever you're leading, it's okay. God, whatever you're doing, it's all right. Because I know you love me more than I love my own self.
Yes.
And just submit to him.
Amen.
If you're sitting there harboring bitterness this morning, you're not in submission to the king.
Amen.
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 Unforgiveness, anger, malice, wrath, jealousy, whatever it may be. Our church is full of it.
Amen.
You say, well, I'm not coming back here. Well, the one down the road's full of it too.
Yeah, right.
And whichever you're joining, you're just going to add to it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we are. We're a bunch of sinners saved by grace.
Yes.
I got to quit. He said, God's our judge. You understand that? You've got a judgment coming. I'll tell you what you could do. You come get some of that stuff under the blood right now. It's going to save yourself a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah. Amen, bro.
Amen. Repentance is still good. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I believe it's still a Bible word, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
That bunch up in Tennessee preaching, you don't have to confess your sins. You're an idiot.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I have to confess mine.
Yeah.
Amen. He's a judge. He's a lawgiver. He's a king. And then lastly, the Bible said he's a savior.
Yeah. Amen.
He said he's our judge. He's our lawgiver. He's our king. Watch this. This is how he ends the verse. And he will save us. Hallelujah, boy. And he will say, oh, judgment, that's bad. I'm going to have a bad judgment. Oh, I cannot keep the law. Oh, I cannot submit to the king. Oh, but I'm glad there's not only a judge and a lawgiver and a king, but I'm glad there's a Savior, hallelujah, who forgives men from sin, who comes when we submit unto him, who puts the blood of Christ on our soul, and we can bypass the judgment, and we can bypass the punishment if we'll just trust the Savior.
Amen.
No other name given among men,
right,
whereby you must be saved.
Amen,
are you listening? It's him.
Amen.
I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Amen.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
Amen,
I'm glad he's a Savior this morning.
Sir,
I said I'm glad he's a Savior this morning.
Amen.
I'm glad for a little 19-year-old boy in Batesville, Arkansas, with tearful eyes, who looked at the preacher and said, I need help. I'm glad there was a Savior for his situation. There's a Savior for your situation. There's a Savior for your home. There's a Savior for your marriage. There's a Savior for your children. And thanks be unto God, there's a Savior for our country. Amen.
Yes,
amen. That's who he is.
Yes, sir,
that's who he is. He's a judge. He's a lawgiver. He's a king. And let me just say this. He's a good king.
Yes, sir.
He's a good king.
Yes, bro.
I remember when old Joe Arthur came here years ago. Service got real long. Old brother Joe got in the pulpit and said, give me 10 minutes. And he preached on one greater than Solomon.
Yeah.
That Queen of Sheba came to observe. Old Joe said, she said, my, my. How happy are these thy servants?
Amen,
you know what? Hey, they had a good king.
Yes, sir, brother. Amen.
We've got a good king this morning.
Yes.
Amen. I don't have too much trouble submitting to him, do you? It's not that bad. It's actually really good.
Amen, brother.
I don't know what part of the message you needed most this morning, but I got a feeling we all needed that little bit about submission.
Yes,
amen. Did you know I've had to submit unto God more than once?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? I don't know how many of you raised a rowdy child like a son. Girls usually ain't too bad. Them boys, Brother Freddie, have you ever had to correct them boys more than once? Brother Freddie's got a ball team over there. Them boys, I love them boys. Amen. And they're good boys, but they ain't perfect boys. You know what they'll do? They'll try daddy's authority. Won't they? You know what they'll do? They'll see how far they can go. It seems like the older they get, the braver they get. And daddy has to break that wheel. And we're just like that with God. Remember how tender you were when you first got saved? You didn't have a problem submitting to God. And every time he corrected you, it broke your heart. And you were sorry. You were sorry that you hurt him. And the older you get as Christians, the harder you get, and the tougher you get, and the further you try to go. Amen? Then we wonder why God has to break that wheel again and again. Maybe we just have a good old-fashioned submission altar call this morning.
Amen.
come and submit ourselves to a good king, to a righteous judge. Are you listening to me this morning? Let's stand our feet all over the house. That's who he is this morning. You say, that wasn't all that great a message. I know, but that's who he is. The one it's about's great, I promise you that. Let's bow our heads all over the house while they come and get ready to sing this morning. Heads bowed and eyes are closed. Nobody looking around. I wonder if there's somebody here this morning. Say, preacher, I'm not sure about my salvation. I can't promise you that if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Please pray for me that I'd get this thing settled in my heart. Listen to me carefully. I won't embarrass you. I wouldn't come to you or call your name out for nothing. I just want to pray for you. If you'll slip up your hand, say, preacher, I'm not sure. But if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Please pray for me. Thank you, men. Thank you so much. God bless you, ma'am. Three adults. God bless you, son. Anybody else? Preacher, I'm not sure. If I died right now, heaven would be my home. God bless your heart, buddy. I see your hand. Anybody else? Preacher, I don't want to die and go to hell. If I could really get this thing settled in my heart, I'd like to get it took care of today. Anybody else? How about this? Preacher, I'm saved. Ain't no doubt about it. I can tell you about the time. I can tell you about the place. But I've got a problem with that submission. Pray I'd submit myself to God again. Anybody like hands all over this building? Thank you for being obedient this morning. Fathers, we come to you this morning in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for a good day and a lovely day. Thank you for these dear people. Lord, thank you for the Spirit of God that spoke to the hearts of men and women this morning. Lord, you saw the hands that were raised. And Lord, before the hands were raised, you saw every heart. Father, you know exactly what needs to be done in this service today. Father, have your way, God, and we'll give you glory for what you do. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.